first place we're going to is Central America. There have been some violent protests over the past week in Nicaragua, and the country's army has been deployed to protect Nicaraguan government buildings. The main issue here, the country's social security system. Government money set aside to help people who may be retired or disabled. Nicaragua's system has been paying out more than it's been taking in. So to help balance that, the government planned to increase the amount that working people and companies have to pay in Social Security and reduce the amount that retirees got from it. The changes are unpopular. Protests grew and turned violent. At least 10 people have been killed in fighting between protesters and police. Demonstrators have thrown rocks and set fires in the capital of Managua, and police have responded by firing tear gas and rubber bullets. Human rights groups have accused the government of using real bullets against the demonstrators. We don't know for sure if that's true. The Nicaraguan government said on Friday that it's starting talks with the protesters. Nicaragua is the second poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, according to the CIA. From there, we're taking you to Southern Asia. The war-torn country of Afghanistan has seen a series of terrorist attacks this year. The one carried out yesterday was one of the most deadly. It happened at a voter registration center in the Afghan capital of Kabul, where people were participating in local and government elections. A suicide bomber killed 57 people and wounded more than 100. The ISIS terrorist group said it was responsible. Government officials from all over the world spoke out against the attack. The Afghan government promised to help those affected and said the elections would continue and that the terrorists wouldn't stop the will of the Afghan people.